or hopefully we can. Oh yeah.
Corn harvest is nearing the halfway complete point between Buchanan and Jamestown, North Dakota. Plainview seed and agronomy owner Matt Carlson says yields are what farmers expected given the dry conditions.
I'm seeing kind of anywhere from 50 to 150, and it just depends if your ground was good and you got the timely rain. So working on some Pioneer 85, 88, that's very surprisingly good that with the drought that we had over by our house, it's coming on pretty good. I don't think we've saw anything below 55, 56 pounds. You know, I think we even had some loads up into 58, 59, so moisture, I think the lowest we got was 15-something, but we had some rain here the other day, and that brought it up just a little bit, but, you know, mostly it's been all under 20, so perfect moisture, I think, for getting it off quick, and the weather's nice. It's nice not having your header bouncing off the snowbank.
Soybean harvest is basically wrapped up in central North Dakota. Like corn, Carlson says yields are variable.
You know, there was a lot of upper 20s to low 30s in our area, and I think if you had any preventive plant ground, it was definitely better. You know, I've heard some yields just south and east of me where they caught a little more rains, and, you know, it was 50 to 55 bushels. So we have a new 10 bean, it's PO7 A18X, that has been performing really well. Our leader is the PO9 A62X, and that's kind of been our big bean over the last few years, and the 07 seems to be winning in plots. Plato.